what's the avoid of Parshat Miketz, and what's the avoid of Hanukkah? In the last few Parshas, you see that the Parshas introduced us to a lot of inyanim of dreams. What's the inyan of dreams going on? Olam hazeh doim el chaloyim. Hazim on ayinu kacholim. Olam hazeh is a chaloyim. It's a dream. What does that mean? It means that it's not the realistic world. A person is born into Olam Hazeh and he works hard, and it comes a time he leaves everything behind. That's not a realistic world. The whole inyan in this week's parasha of Paris dreams is mamish, the whole sum up of a typical life of a person over here in Olam Hazeh. How? Because seven always corresponds to the cycle of Olam Hazeh. Seven is the cycle of Olam Hazeh, and seven big cows corresponds to the idea that a person in Olam Hazeh stuffs himself, and he eats, and he works, and he accumulates, and he accumulates, and accumulates all the time. And then what happens is, at the end of those 70, at the end of his seven, his 70, the end of the cycle of seven, is then the seven sin cows came. What happened to all that he accumulated and everything? Nothing happened. Yosef Atzadik, it says, Faket, he was the only one he had. He was this for a bar. He realized that Tachlis Olam Hazeh is gathering together Torah and mitzvahs. It's not just to fatten oneself up, but it's to chaperein. And the Pesukim say, Yosef Tzadik went around the whole Mitzrayim, he was busy. A person has to be busy. A person has to be omel v'yageh during the 70 years of his life. So the bureau of Parshas Miketz is the bureau of how a person has to live his life in Olam Hazeh, and how a person can be nichshal and can spend so long, can give up his life and dedicate his life to something where at the end of it, there's no zecher left of it. Chanukah is the other way around. Chanukah is the dchifa. Chanukah is the push to Olam Haba. Chanukah is a ner of flickers. A ner of flickers means that it's down in Olam Hazeh, but it's trying to leave, it's trying to return to its shoresh. Chanukah belongs to 8 days of Chanukah. 8 is Lamalami 7. The whole story of Paroi is all in sevens, but this is an 8. 8 is Lamalam and Ateva, and the whole inyan of Lamalam and Ateva is, the idea of a dechifa, a push where Yid realizes that we're here in Olam Hazeh for a tachlis, we're here for a tafkid, and we're not here forever, and the only thing, ay melavin la'odom, shas yirotash la'odom, the only thing that's melavas is our Torah mitzvahs, and that's all the bechina, that's all the darga of Chanukah when we light the candle. And that's why we know the Yevonim were goyzer on three inyonim. The Yevonim were goyzer on Shabbos. Shabbos is me'ein olam haba. Shabbos gives us the koyach to feel taka the olam hazeh is shallow, and it gives us the hargosh and the tainug alaki of what olam haba is. That's Shabbos. And then Mila is also the Yom HaShmini. A baby, a child is born in Olam Hazeh, coming from the Kisa Kovoid. As soon as the boy is 8 days old, we give him an injection. Mila is an injection. It's an injection of Yom HaShmini. It's an injection of Olam Haba. That even though you're born into a world of Olam Hazeh, don't get stuck. Don't get fakrochen over here in Olam Hazeh. Keep in the Yom HaShmini. Keep in the idea of the Olam Haba, of the seeing how shallow everything in this Olam Hazeh. And Kiddush HaChodesh is Yadua. The pasuk at the end of Yeshaya, it's the last pasuk in the Haftarah of Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, which we'll learn next week. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh is the Chanukah. The Haftarah is Midday Chodesh B'Chodesh and Midday Shabbos B'Shabbatoy. It says Rosh Chodesh before Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh Medayik Lasid Lovoy. The mile of Rosh Chodesh will be a mile of Tachad and a mile of Shabbos. Rosh Chodesh is Olam Hazeh is dark, and Olam Hazeh is Nimshal Choshech, Nimshal Laila. And in the Laila you have a Levona, you have a moon, you have a light in the distance. That light in the distance corresponds to the light that's beyond Olam Hazeh, the light that's coming beyond after Olam Hazeh. It's in the distance to us. The Levona corresponds to the light, the aura of Olam Haba, and it's a constant reminder that a person shouldn't vakrochen in a world that's doim lalaila. As you see, these three gzeres were the gzeres. The Yevonim were trying to suppress us, to give us a feeling that Olam Hazeh is the ikka. However, these three mitzvahs that were oike are the mitzvahs that give a person the feeling, that the realistic feeling, the taka Olam Hazeh is the inu kacholim. Going down to Mitzrayim is really going down to the Olam HaChoshech, as the last makas of Mitzrayim, with Arba HaChoshech, makas b'chayrus, Arba Zechisas Einor, the Yuchaliris Isar, it's all a bechinas Choshech. Leili Tis Mitzrayim was Laila Kayoim Yoik HaChoshecha. Then taki it was a lechtig a night, it was a night which was Yoim. Once Mitzrayim is destroyed, we realize the Olam Hazeh is destroyed, it's nothing, and then you see the lechtiga light. That's why Mesechus Pesachim begins with Or, coming out. You see Mitzrayim is the bechin of Or. Chanukah candles is the bechin of the Or, the flickering, the Or of Olam Haba, the Or of the Olam HaNetzach. And when we read Parshas Miketz together with Chanukah, we see the Pechisus, we see how vulnerable, we see how shallow life in Olam Hazeh is. And Faket, we have to have a dechifa, we have to have a gaguing and a yearning, and Mitzvah Hashem, to go beyond Olam Hazeh, to see everything clearly, to see everything in the long run, and all every aspect of Torah mitzvahs of Ruchnius is a long-term investment that's taking us into the Yom Shekul Shabbos and Nochen Chai Olam. Amen.